It is now time for All Things Sports, featuring the guys from Chat It Up Sports. I got Greg, Miggy, and Chase in studio. How we doing, gentlemen?
What's up, Gino?
Wonderful, buddy.
Let's do it. Let's have some good times here. I hear that this is your season. Football season is in session.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It's the best time of the year. NFL, NCAA football, it's wide open, and I couldn't be happier. I'm like a kid in a candy store.
How's the NCAA football team doing?
My Tennessee Volunteers are 2-0.
No, I'm talking about like the game.
Oh, like me in the game?
Sir Miggy?
Sir Miggy is now a quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, was picked up after his Heisman trophy.
Okay.
So we're doing well.
This is a video game.
I'm absolutely. Yes. Okay. EA College Football 25.
We always try to throw that at him whenever we're on the show. Just, hey, what's going on? Well, how's your player doing?
Yeah, man. We threw a couple picks last night. Well, we are. We'll bounce back.
All right. Them smart boys up in Northwestern.
Come
you know?
On. Hey, oh, Northwestern grad, Ohio State transfer. How to feed the family.
Excellent. Well, good. So we know Miggy's playing video games.
Yep.
Check that box. We're good to go. You guys, for those that don't know, real quick, Greg, just give us a full, quick little rundown on what Chatted Up Sports is, what you guys do on your podcast. You're the Chattanooga Sports Podcast. Talk about that just a little bit, just to set us up here. So just in case somebody hasn't heard from you guys before.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, usually every Tuesday and Friday we drop shows. We're going to try to add in a third show, but we talk a lot of sports. And like you were kind of setting up, Gino, it is five friends that sit around and basically have the conversations that you would be having with your buddies, you know, in a bar, in a basement, around the kitchen table, whatever it may be. And we just like to chop it up. We'll talk about games. We'll preview games. We'll react to games. We'll talk about random life topics, whatever kind of comes up. And it's always funny because we always joke. We always sort of set like a schedule for what we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. We'll get through like the first two things. And then by the time the end of the show comes, it's just like, well, we hit about two of these things and then we just veered off into a different path. So it's usually my job to try to get us back on track and keep us on task. But when football is going on, I mean, the show basically runs itself and everybody just wants to talk about football out here in the South. So it's fantastic. Tennessee's obviously really good, really good start to this year. And the SEC is booming right now. And I know our regional teams in the NFL haven't started off well this past week, but, you know, we still talk about it.
Still lots of football going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
still.
Yeah.
Still no matter if they're winning or losing, people just love to talk about football.
They do. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on. Every other Wednesday, you guys will be joining me now to kind of just give us a heads up on what is happening in the football world, whether that be college, NFL, or a little bit of both. So we have a big weekend coming up. In fact, we were talking a little bit before we got on the air here. Not so much maybe any massive games, but definitely games that we should keep our eyes out for. So what should we be looking for? Let's start off with college. And Chase, you can start us off here.
Yeah, so I know you guys are going to be down at Lafayette this weekend on Friday night.
For our Friday night lights, yes.
Yes, but on Friday night, if you are staying home, it's going to be a rainy Friday night. So you need to stay tuned to Kansas State versus Arizona. It's probably your best matchup of the weekend. Right now, they're probably the prohibited favorites in the Big 12 outside of Utah. And you have probably the two best quarterbacks you have not heard of in Avery Johnson and Noah Fifita. Those boys are bad. There's going to be a lot of points scored.
Okay.
So for the casual, you need something to do on Friday night, 8 o'clock. Watch a lot of freaking monster balls be thrown down the field real fast. So that's all it is. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be one of those that come mid-November, late November, you're going to be like, oh, those two teams, that was a big matchup that I missed out on. It might be a battle for like a 12 spot. So that's going to be your fun one.
All right, so that's one to keep an eye out for sure. Miggy, any things on the weekend that you'll be keeping an important eye on?
I mean, I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of different matchups in college football. But, you know, shifting to Sunday, I'm looking at all the NFL matchups that we have. Really starting out on Thursday, we got Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins taking on the Buffalo Bills.
Sure.
Super excited for that matchup. And then also, I mean, you're seeing just a lot of different great teams. The Buccaneers and the Lions is going to be a great game.
Wait, did you just call the Buccaneers a great team?
Yeah, 1-0, man. My Falcons are not 1-0.
Buddy, they can
your
score points.
Your Green Bay Packers are not 1-0.
They're not, and they just lost their starting quarterback, and now I've got your trash. Your backup trash is now my starting quarterback.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Have fun with Malik.
It's going to be a great week, too. My Atlanta Falcons taking on the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football as well. Okay. Bum, 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 bum. It's going
to
be a great game.
All right, so let's look forward to for the NFL for sure.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of drama with Tyreek Hill. I know you mentioned him, right? Did you guys get the 411 what happened there?
We did, and they mistakenly thought it was me because of the speed.
Okay.
And I told him, why y'all looking like that?
Everybody just rolled their eyes collectively.
From Finley Stadium.
Do we have that on video?
It's somewhere. No, but Tyreek, he was, you know, speeding and not complicit with officer's orders. And he's calling for, like, the removal of the officer from the police force down in Miami-Dade. It's an interesting story.
Well, did you see the cam? Yeah. Like, the body cam?
Yeah,
it seemed like they treated him, like, really... really badly.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's bad on both sides. It's one of those, he didn't comply, they weren't the coolest of guys.
Yeah, for sure. But it's after three times of knocking on your window, it's like, yo, get out the car.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Right. You said the name, and I was like, oh, that was the one that was coming in the headlines.
Love Tyreek, one of the best receivers in the league.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Super so hopefully fast. He'll figure that out, and everybody will just move on nice and peacefully, and we can get back to the football.
I hope so.
Get back to the football.
I hope so.
So that's what we're looking forward to. For the NFL games, that's what we'll look into. Of course, the big college game coming up. And then you guys actually do something fun on the show when it comes to a little bit of predictions, right? You kind of call it before you see him type of thing.
Yes.
I think you were in the lead, if you're still in the lead.
Oh, yeah. Chase is killing it.
Hooking.
Chase is still doing well.
7-1.
We are 7-1.
Wow, okay.
Football, we are going to absolutely take a nosedive at some point. I'm not going to see it. The good Lord always bounces me out. It's gonna happen soon, but it's not going to be this weekend.
Fair enough. Is there any big predictions for when it comes to this weekend? Maybe we can have some fun and then talk about it in a couple of weeks. Any big predictions when it comes to this weekend?
Oh, gosh. In terms of the games we're picking,
sure.
I don't think I'm going super contrarian on anything this week. I'm going to go with Kansas State over Arizona there. Kansas State is home. We have the one interesting matchup is Boston College at Missouri. Boston College is interesting. They obviously took care of Florida State, although I don't know how good Florida State is at this point with the two games that they've already lost on the season. Missouri may be a little bit overrated to be at number 6 right now. And then another interesting one, Oregon has to go on the road against Oregon State. Oregon hasn't been great, as you know, Chase and I are going back and forth on, because I think they're going to be a disappointment. He was very high in them this year. So it's going to be interesting to see the Ducks go on the road to Oregon State. Obviously, it's like one of those rivalries that they are both 2-0, but you can just throw it out the window, their records and how good they're supposed to be. And it's just one of those games where anything can happen when these two teams get on the football field, because it's that in-state rivalry.
Excellent. All right. Something to look forward to for sure when it comes down to it. And tomorrow, when it comes down to Chatted Up Sports, you guys are going to be over at Shady's Corner doing some Thursday night football over there.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a kind of a live show, 8 mm-hmm. o'clock. People can go over and join you over at Shady's. That should be a lot of fun. You guys are doing all kinds of different stuff out
yeah.
and about.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you want to come out to a live show, we're trying to go every single Thursday a live show at different locations around town. So follow us on social media. At Chatted Up Sports, mostly Instagram is where we post those things, and we'll let you know where we're going to be. And we kind of have some fun with the guests or the people that are at the establishments too. Chase found us a big whiteboard. Yeah,
man, it's been a lot of swing games in my favor, but I feel 4-0. I feel 4-0 coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we're gonna be live at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll do it then, and we encourage people to come out and interact with us before, after the show. We try not to do during, but during the show, you can go up to the big board and you can pick your games.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it on the show. We usually post a picture of the big board and keep tallies of how the audience does as well from every single location.
Super fun. So everybody gets involved. That's going to be tomorrow night, Shady's Corner. Make sure you go and check out Chat It Up Sports. Miggy, Greg, Chase, thank you guys for coming in. We'll see you in a couple of weeks to talk more football.
Of course, my man. Appreciate it, Jay.
Appreciate you having us.
Thanks, right here on Hits 96.